You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702. World of Work.
And it's wonderful to be reconnected with one of our favorite labor law experts, director at Moni Attorneys Incorporated. That's M-O-N-I. Natasha Moni is with us. And quite frankly, she can talk about paint drying and we will listen for 30 minutes. The content is almost irrelevant because she's so compelling to listen to. But we've got an interesting topic for you today. Mm. Natasha, compliments of the season. It's wonderful to have you back after your travels.
Thank you.
And thanks
so
much for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me, Eusebius. Today, I wanted to talk about paternity leave or parental leave. It came in on the 1st of January, 2020. For all those parents who are expecting children in three different ways. One, as a commissioning parent. In other words, you have commissioned a surrogate mother to have a child on your behalf. Mm. An adoptive parent, so you're waiting for a newborn a bundle of joy to come to you, and then also having a child naturally. Mm. The parental leave applies to the person who is going to look after the child and the mother and the caregiver in maternity leave. So, when a mother gives birth naturally.
Okay.
So it doesn't apply to the mother. It applies to the parent in that regard. Okay. It's 10 consecutive days. I have mulled this consecutive days over because for me, consecutive means you have to take it all at once.
Although, before we get there,
yes,
because I don't know if I'm just having hunger pangs or whether there's an interesting policy complication here. So what is the definition of a parent for purposes of parental leave?
A parent is the person who is on the birth certificate.
Okay.
So it cannot be your mother or your mother-in-law who comes out and gives up 10 days of their work to come and help you and assist you your child.
Okay.
So unfortunately, Eusebius, you and your partner need to decide, okay, who is going to then take the 10 days.
Shotgun.
Yes, yes. That's great. I hope he's listening. I have a problem with the ambiguity because it's consecutive days, which means it's a Saturday and a Sunday. Now, most people do not work a Saturday and a Sunday.
Yeah, I work Monday to Friday.
To Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday are your rest days.
Yeah.
So what money is going to be attributed to that? Are you going to have 1.5 days, like you would normally if you had if you were working a Saturday, and then double time if you're working on a Sunday, or are you just going to get a normal day's fee? The fee or the salary that is attributed to the parental leave you get from the department, the unemployment insurance department, the UIF, the labor department. And there are various forms that you need to fill out. And I have now put them on your desk because I'm sure this is going to come about for you, Eusebius. UI 2.7, UI 2.8. And I'll tell you what they are. They remuneration received by the employee while still in employment. Authorization to pay benefits into your banking account. Then a UI 2.9, which is application for parental benefits in terms of section 26A1, 27(3), and 29A1, read with regulation 6(1). Mm. Okay, and that is for the Unemployment Insurance Act. And then application for payment of parental benefits. And of course, your UI 19 form.
Mm.
Now, your UI 19 form is filled out by your employer. The rest of the forms that I've mentioned will be filled out by you. All right. You will only get paid. This is not a windfall. You will only get paid 66% up to the threshold, and the threshold is 17,119.44. Now, I've worked it out for you that you're only going to be paid during that week, well, the 10 days that you are off. So that would be from, say, for instance, your child is born on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
You get back to work on the Thursday
of the next week.
Right. That you will only receive, if you hit that minimum, if you hit that threshold, you will only receive 5,214.04.
Wow.
Is it worth standing in the queue, there will be people who earn far less than the minimum threshold of 17,000 rand that will say yes. Mm-hmm. There will also be those who earn far more that will say absolutely not. Mm. So in terms of addressing the social impact of having someone there assisting you, I think it's individualistic, and it will and it will be applied in terms of how that parent feels. Another thing that I wanted to that bears mention is that you can only use this once a year.
Okay.
All right. So you can't go and sire a whole lot of children. It's not going to work. For instance, I thought, you know, if you a sperm bank, for instance, and they use your sperm, it's not going to work. You're not going to get that credit, unless the mother puts you as the father on the birth certificate, because that you will have to show to the Department of Labor when you go and you collect your 5,200 odd rand. Mm. So yes, it's there. The intention is good. The application is about 1.5 years old in the making. The laws came into effect last year on the 1st of January, but the Labor Department needed a full year to get its ducks in a row. Mm. So it's a wait and see. One other thing that I wanted to say is that please understand that one adoptive parent, when they receive the baby, gets 10 consecutive weeks.
We'll come to that in a second.
Okay.
Okay. So that's the first is parental leave, natural parents, and that's really, really clear now and interesting to me as well.
Okay, good.
Other than the ambiguity. By the way, if you want to call in and you've got a question on this, please feel free to do so on 011-883-0702. I know that for many of you, and we've covered this topic before, but now it's actually on board, there have been some confusion about what this will look like. We're talking about paid parental leave in World of Work. If you've got any questions for our expert, give us a call on 011-883-0702.
702 World of Work.
So let's talk about adoption leave, because I'm fascinated by this difference between 10 consecutive days and 10 consecutive weeks.
Yes. So adoptive leave is when you receive the child, when the court has made the order that you can now go and collect your baby. Mm-hmm. And the person who is going to be the main guardian of this child, and look after this child is entitled to 10 consecutive weeks leave. If you are not the person who is looking after the child, you are entitled to parental leave as soon as you receive the child. And again, parental leave is 10 consecutive days.
Okay. Right. So the 10 consecutive weeks, what if the adoptive parents are parents?
Well, it applies in the same way as what I've said before. Okay. So you, the two of you cannot receive 10 consecutive weeks. Only one of you can. You know, this is also, this for me, again, you know, what happens if you're working in two different industries, and the one company doesn't know about the other company? I mean, where do you draw the line? Mm. And not only that, but what happens if your wife, for instance, or your partner is not working? Mm. Then it doesn't make sense that she or he takes 10 consecutive weeks. You take the 10 consecutive weeks. It assists you to be able to be there with your child, your new child, and get to know him or her.
There's an interesting sentence here, though, right? And obviously, this envisages a scenario where both of us are working as adoptive parents.
Mm.
If there are two adoptive parents, only one would be entitled to 10 consecutive weeks adoption leave. However, the other adoptive parent would be entitled to 10 consecutive days normal parental leave.
Yes. Yes. So that's.
And then obviously you have to elect between.
You have to choose. You have to choose. And you know what? I think that choice would be really, really hard. I mean, you've already said shotgun, but it is hard, Eusebius.
Yeah.
it puts you in a completely different space. I don't know if the listeners will allow you to take 10 consecutive weeks off, though. You'll have to do some sort of...
we've got a caller on the line before we talk about commissioning parental leave. Munia, good morning. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yusuf, yes, are you?
Extremely well, thank you. What question have you got?
Okay, I wanted to find out, this law, does it only apply to babies that are born from 2020, or if I got a new baby in 2019, it will also apply?
It's a very good question. At least your example is 2019. When I first saw what question you're going to ask, I thought you have a 12-year-old and you want to have retrospective leave.
I also want retrospective leave, please. Okay, Manya, if your child was born late December, say on the 31st of December, this law kicks in on the 1st of January 2020. We all know that laws are not retrospective. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you are entitled to 9 days parental leave, by my calculation. So if you are able to sort of get the back end, the front end, I don't know which end, but if you are able to have some of that leave fall within 2020, my guess would be you are entitled to that, knowing that the law is not retrospective. So when you go to the UIA, the Labor Department and the Unemployment Insurance Department, and you ask for your benefit, you then receive, they should only count from the 1st of January onwards. That's how I see it. Your employer, depending on how your employer feels, and believe me, they are very scared of setting a precedent. But your employer may say, you know what? You are entitled to parental leave from the 31st of December onwards. We are fine with that. But please bear in mind that that leave, like maternity leave, like adoptive leave, and like commissioning or surrogacy leave, is unpaid. So your employer does not need to pay you.
I was going to ask about that. Okay.
Yeah, sorry. So you're not going to get...
So what do you get? Just job security?
Yes. That's what you get. So again, you know, you get job security. I don't know if employers are going to be happy about this. I mean, the employers that I work for...
Well, I guess it depends on the company as well, right?
Exactly.
I mean, you may be surprised. Maybe there's a company or two listening going, what do you mean? We even pay you CBS for 10 consecutive weeks off.
Absolutely.
Because we value parenting and we know that we'll get our pound of flesh back. That depends on the values and on the structure of the company.
It does. And some of my clients have given more and have aligned themselves to international standards. Bear in mind that when this came in, the USA brought in their own laws, which then allows a parental leave of 10 weeks. So, I mean, they are so far, above us in terms of what they're giving.
How we compare internationally. Before we do so, what is this third category? Commissioning sounds very managerial.
It's like
commissioning
when you said, I want that baby. Yes. No, it's surrogacy. Okay. So basically what you say is you choose a mother, and your egg and then your spouse's sperm are then given to that mother, and a baby is created in that way. Otherwise, two men can choose an egg. Okay. And then the mother, upon the birth of the child, then gives the child to the parents that have commissioned her to have this baby.
And then what applies here? The same rules as with adoptive?
The same rules apply here. However, and I need to bring the surrogate mother here in, because we often forget about the surrogate mother who's going through all the hormonal changes that you go through. They are entitled to 6 weeks maternity leave, in terms of Section 25(3) of the Basic Conditions of Employment Act. So they are entitled to maternity leave. It's like as if you've lost a baby.
How does that compare to women that give birth to their own kids?
When they give birth to their own children, they get 4 months unpaid maternity leave. You know, between you and me, Eusebius, children, infants, up to about a month, are so easy to handle. And I elected to work in the first month of their birth. And then month two, three, and four were really hell in terms of them actually waking up and knowing that they can control their parents in various ways. So, yes, but that's just me.
We've got an SMS here that's interesting. Mm. Not only this scenario, there are many ways in which this can come about, but let me read it as is. What are the conditions of parental leave for polygamists who can have two children, say, within the same calendar year?
Nope, you can't. You can only have it once off. So make sure.
Sorry, Jacob.
You need to time it correctly, Jacob. You need to count. It's not 10 million, 2,500, 000. It's you need to count in order to time it correctly, I would say. This is also a significant question in terms of twins, because with twins, you do not get 8 unpaid months leave, and you're not going to get 12 weeks as a surrogate mother to get over it, or multiples. It doesn't. And yet you're dealing with two individuals or three or four. So yes, it doesn't apply in that category either.
That's
but
a
I
really
think watch that scenario. Space. Maybe it will change.
20 consecutive weeks.
You know, I had a question for one of the men who wrote a dissertation or a thesis on this and became a doctor over the parental leave. And I said to him, but what about those mothers who have very traumatic births, for instance, an emergency cesarean section, where things go wrong, because that is a major, it's a major surgery that is being done on you. And normally, if you look at some of the surgeries that are done, normally it's 6 weeks in order to recover from that. Look, I know cesarean is much less, but why isn't that taken into account? And one of the gentleman lawyers who were there, working for one of our big firms in Uganda, turned around and said, women get an extra 6 weeks if they have a cesarean section.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, that's also watch that space. Maybe we'll become more modern.
Yeah. Joan, good morning. Thanks for calling in. Hello, Joan.
Hi. Eusebius, I just want to know, how long does the father have to have been working before he can get the full 10 days? Hmm. And also, how much will he get if he goes on parental leave for 7 days?
Beautiful question.
It is a great question.
Thanks, Joan.
So the Labor Department requires you to be working for at least 13 weeks before you can get this benefit.
Okay.
And if he comes back on the third day, then he forfeits his 10 days, which is great for him, because he will then get 100% pay as opposed to 66%.
Mm.
So, yes.
If he's on parental leave for 10 days and gets $5,000, and if he's on for 7, how much does he get?
Okay, so this is the
calculation. He doesn't get the $5,000.
Okay, no. So if the gentleman gets more, then R17,119.44, then you've got to take that amount that I've just told you and divide it by 21.67. That's the amount of days that any person on average works in a month. And then you times that by 10. And that's
Abel,
what
what's
I
the
did.
Answer?
What's the answer? Abel, I'll give it to you.
Now we're testing your love of math. Those of you who think it's just about a positive attitude, hey, quick fingers, Laura. We've got the answer for you.
Yes, it's R5,214.04. Next time I'll write it nice and big.
I love it. How do we compare internationally? Last year when I was on holiday in Germany, I came across two South Africans. If you guys are listening, how's it? A South African couple that's living in Berlin, and they were regaling us with amazing stories of how progressive Germany is, and the one partner who was able to take incredible leave with incredible benefits. So, what is the gold standard? I mean, obviously these things depend on, you know, whether you have an industrialized country, the state of your economy, and all sorts of things. But I do wonder if we do know how we compare to other countries. Are there the relevant comparisons or even aspirational comparisons?
Look, I mean, the aspirational comparisons is that every mother would love 2 years off, which you get in Australia.
2 years?
2 years.
Jeez.
Off to look after your baby. And you, what you do then is you, your annual leave then just ticks over and over. So you're getting that and annual leave as well, which you, you would be able to use. And that is what a friend of mine, received when she gave birth to her child. Her child had complications. So it was, at birth. So it was good that she was able to, watch her carefully and watch her grow into the normal human being that she is today. Also, the UK, if I'm not mistaken, is I think it's 6 months maternity leave. Yes, they are far more progressive than we are. But then the
society, is that the other question, the structural questions, right?
I mean, the society is capable of paying for that. Whereas our society that we live in, I mean, you have over 10 million people in this country that do not have work, and so we need to look at that factor and have jobs.
But these regulations are important because, as a start, it gives us a minimum legal threshold.
A minimum legal threshold. However, socially, I don't know if this is going to take flight, because I know of many women who have been threatened not to put the father's name on the birth certificate because they're afraid of having to pay maintenance. So, and that seems to be prolific in South Africa, where you have these children who are fatherless in inverted commas, which is untrue. It's not correct. They have to have a father, but they have fathers who are not willing or are incapable of looking after them. Yeah.
Natasha, you've been stunning as always. Thank you so much for always helping us to understand the law better. And we look forward to having you on again in 4-6 weeks or thereabouts. Thanks so much for coming
in. Perfect. Thank you, Eusebius.